102.5 DVE. Joe Grushecki, I guess, has been getting a lot of press lately, working with Bruce Springsteen, et cetera, et cetera. Meanwhile, quietly, in the Beaver Valley, our next guest has been completing a recording of his own. I guess, did you do this at Jerry's?
Yes.
At Jerry's Records. Donnie Iris joins us now, and the new recording is going to be called Scream.
Well, it was going to be called
Scream. What's it going to be called now?
Well, because of the Michael Jackson.
Oh, God, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Oops. Oops. I hate when people do that to you.
I hate that.
I had that whole idea for the White Album, and then those damn people from England Beatles took it from me. So now what are you going
to
call it?
I don't know. We have to rename it. I don't know what we're going to call it yet.
Okay, Bradley and Victor are going to call it Mr. Sensitive.
The sensitive side.
The sensitive
of
side of. No?
Donald.
Donald.
A whole new career. Go serious, go sensitive, Donald. Drop the IE.
We do the glamour shot.
Donnie is for
right
a boy.
Front.
You're a man now.
Hand on their chin, staring at the moon.
Donald.
I like that. Just. Mr. Sensitive in small letters, Donald,
sounds
big letters.
Donald. Donald.
And let's drop the IRIS. Let's go to the real name. Come on. Let's get serious.
Congratulations on your daughter's wedding, by the way.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Very nice. Thank you very much.
Beautiful
very nice.
Girl.
It was great.
All right, let's talk about this recording. Now, who all's on this?
Mark Avsek and myself and Marty Lee is on guitar. We brought Kevin Valentine back to play drums.
Good.
And we also brought Al Britton McLean back to play bass.
Good.
So, yeah, it was like a reunion of the original band.
And what is going to happen now? Now that you have this is, I take it, the recording is done. You guys got everything mixed down. You got the finished product now?
Yeah, everything's ready except the mastering. We still have to master and put it on CD and then, you know.
And then it goes to the record companies and you get distributed and things like that.
Right.
But as far as recording goes, we're going to hear a finished product now.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right, let's play something from this. This is called Pole Town. Tell us something about this song.
This is a song that Mark did the lyric to that's had to do with the an incident in Detroit where some Polish people were living in some homes up there, and General Motors happened to come in and buy out the land, and these people kind of got displaced. So this is a song about that, situation.
This is Donnie Iris from the as-yet untitled new Donnie Iris CD, and it's called Pole Town. At 102.5, it's DVE. Donnie Iris, 102.5 DVE. That's brand new stuff.
Great, huh?
It's called Pole Town.
Thank you.
From the as yet untitled new Donnie CD.
New release.
You can check him out live on stage tomorrow night at the. My Thursday? Yeah, tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
I always have to think what day it is.
Yeah, I know.
That's sad. Tomorrow night at the Three Rivers Rib and Music Festival, Three Rivers Stadium, Donnie Iris and the Cruisers will be playing. They'll hit stage about 9:30. It's a big night of music. Gathering Field opens the show, and then Dose. And then Donnie Iris and the Cruisers. I want to play something else off this. Let's play I Am Your Eyes. This is my favorite track off this.
Cool.
Tell us about this song.
The song is about the eyes being the window to the soul. And if you wanted to be any part of your woman's body, it would be her eyes.
This is Donnie Iris. And I Am Your Eyes at 102.5, it's DVE. Never heard before, that's Donnie Iris, brand new stuff called I Am Your Eyes. What album will this be for you? What number? Total.
I think it's eight.
Eight?
Yeah, something like that. Seven, eight, or nine, somewhere.
Comparatively speaking, do you have a feel for this one? How you feel about it, how you like it?
I like the energy of this record, that's for sure. Yeah. Yeah. We went in and jammed everything. Everything was just kind of the boys went in to jam on all the stuff, and the lyrics and all the music and melodies were written later. So there was only one song actually that was prepared.
Really?
That is amazing. Everyone just gets together, just jams the music, lays the track down and
yeah.
All comes together.
Oh, these are guys you hadn't seen in a while, too, right?
Together. Right, right.
At this time. This was done when? Last summer?
Last summer, yeah.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Does it bother you to wait that long? Once something's been recorded, it takes that long to put together. Does it the whole time that's going on? It's like, come on, come on, come on.
Yeah, well, it did at first, but anymore.
It doesn't anymore. Doesn't you take your time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when can we expect to see this?
Hopefully in the fall. I hope to have it out in September or October.
And you got it narrowed down to, what, 12 tracks? You're going to use 12 tracks on it?
Right, yeah.
And we don't know what the name of it is because Michael Jackson ruined it.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you can see Donnie. Donnie will be playing. Donnie Iris and the Cruisers will be playing tomorrow night at Three Rivers Stadium at the Rib and Music Festival.
And there ain't nothing like a Donnie Iris show on a hot July night.
That's right. 928. Thanks, man.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
And thanks for having me.
Send us more stuff.
Yeah,
I will. We always want to hear more stuff. Always want to hear more stuff.